One of the important determinations you want to make in your life is going to sound a bit strange. It is what is real and what is not. Now, that may seem to be a kind of a mind trick, but it is not. In every life, there are elementary things that are real in that life. And then there are any number of other things, possibly even fighting for your attention, but they are not real for you. And the ability to make that determination is one of the things that allows you to become very strong. For those of you who came to the earth with compassionate hearts, one of the lessons you had to learn was that your compassion is not for everyone in the world. No one person is sent to the earth to take care of everything. That is not rational. It does not make any sense. And so what you are here to do must be determined by what you know to be true for you. Now, when you think about all of the things that are told to you about what you should be and what you should do and how you should do it, the majority of those things are not true. And it takes some courage to come to grips with that. Some things, of course, you can tell right away. If someone had told you that you were not doing well in the world unless you drove a Rolls Royce, you are able to determine fairly quickly that that is not true because that is not a real value for you. It is nothing against a Rolls Royce, but it simply means that have one or not, it is not a true and valuable and real thing in terms of you and your life. And sometimes we have challenges because there are so many things that seem to tell us we are not enough. So many pictures we see and lives that other people live, which seem to be judging us in some way. It is easy to get caught in the trap of thinking that something is real in your life, and it is not. It simply is not. Now, you have some cultural things that speak to you about that, and we work pretty well with those. If we do not need the Rolls Royce, we probably do not need the mansion either. Those things are probably not real for our lives. But if something is real for a person, they very often want to force you to make it real for you too. And that is something we must always keep an eye on. It is like, you should do this, and here is why. But only you know what you should do. You are the only one with the information about what is real and true in your life. You are the only one. And so there are two things we must resist. And one is trying to make what is real and true for us match what is real and true for someone else. Because that is simply not, that is not our job. Not our job at all. But the other thing is to understand that if we get trapped into believing that there are these myriad of things that are that should be real and true for us, our energy is going to be used up and, in essence, wasted because we are not here to do all of anything. We are here to do the things that are unique to our energy and particularly unique to our hearts. And so, if you find yourself in response to something that is not real for you, not true for you, you can always tell because When you do it for a while, you begin to feel tired. And you begin to dread moving toward this this way of being or this activity that you have been told is the way you should be. You can only find that through your own heart. It is absolutely the only way. And we are going to use an example that Chanel has used before, which is, as women, if you walk into a store and try on clothes, no matter who brings you the clothes, you know what is for you when you put it on. That is how you know that that dress or that top or those other parts of the outfit, you know they are for you. And if you stand in front of a mirror and 10 other people are saying the orange polka dot is for you, you know it is not. And you must honor that, and sometimes that means you must move against a tide, because always there are the voices telling you, this is you, this is what is true for you, this is what is real for you. And if your heart does not agree with that, then that information is not of any use to you. Now, sometimes, coming from families where values are different, or work where values are different, or systems where values are different, you sometimes must fight to know what is true for you in the situation you are in. And sometimes it feels that it would be easier simply to sink into the majority thought about something, or worse still, to pretend that the majority thought actually means something to you when it does not. So these are the things that we must be watchful about, because you do not want to give your life's energy to anything that is not about you, that is not about your heart, that is not about your own wisdom, that to try to pretend to an allegiance to something that does not speak to you is actually painful over time and will make you not only short of energy for doing what you do have allegiance to, but it will make you feel betrayed, because it is not your heart that has spoken about that. So this lesson is a good lesson in all times, but with as much confusion as is in the world around you, we particularly want to hold it now. Sometimes you need to take the deep breath before you let your reactions send you to a place that you do not want to go. And that breath, that stopping when you feel tugged or pulled or pressured to move in a way that is not your way, then that deep breath allows you to release the pressure, and it opens your heart. And anytime you are feeling in conflict, we strongly suggest that you do that. Now, are we perfect? Of course not. And are there times when we enter something and after we enter it, we realize it is not the connector for us? It is not what we are here for. Then even more courage is required, because you must then be able to say, this thing that I have entered, even though I promised to enter it, I now experience this as not being a good thing for me. It is not a judgment about what it is for anyone else, but it is simply the knowledge that this thing is not for me. Now, we will take the other side, because it is extremely interesting. Because the thing that is for you is very often surprising, even to you. So you are going through your life, your heart is open, you are watching for how to walk a clean path and a straight path, and you may find something completely unexpected, and you are really drawn to it. And if you are, we really hope that you will move toward it, because the universe has probably placed it there so that you can find a part of yourself, a part of how you love, a part of how you honor, a part of what is real and true for you. So on both sides of this teaching, we wish you the best. And in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may your life be bright and strong, real and true. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And everywhere you breathe, breathe peace. Exhale fear. Become aware of a flame in your heart center and know that that flame is the flame of your spirit. And it illuminates your heart center so that you can see all around the heart center and see how it has grown. And feel a flame that comes from that flame dropping down into your solar plexus and illuminating your emotions so that you are able to see what you want to release and make a sacred space for you to feel joy, to feel what is true, to feel what is fine. And feel that flame drop down through your body and move into your second center and illuminate the second center and make you aware of the places where shame and judgment live so that they can be removed by the presence of your own light. And let the flame drop into your root. And let the flame show you the energies that might block you from creating the thing that you truly want to create. So feel the blockage move out of your body and let the single flame illuminate, show you everything you need to know about creating your own life. Go back to your heart. And see that that flame sends a smaller flame into your throat and lights up the communication center so that you can see what you need to speak to yourself, what you need to release. And let a flame move up into your third eye so that you can see any fear you might have of your own gifts, of your own knowing. And let that flame displace the fear. And feel your third eye come alive and awake. And let it show you the world inside and the world outside and the world above you. And feel the flame move up and into your crown center. And let that flame expand the crown center so that it is wide open and able to take in all of the gifts of the universe. And feel the golden light that carries all the gifts begin to move into your body, moving into the crown and the third eye, into the throat and the heart, the solar plexus, the second center, and the root, all filled with the light of the universe. That light being there to know you, to support you, to love you, to make you strong and wise and abundant. Let that energy spread through your body. Let it heal and balance. Let it remove your pain and your burden and bring you to the center of yourself again. Let the energy move to the outside of your body. And know that the energy outside of your body contains the essence of who you are and the power that created you. So that as you walk through your week, you draw to yourself the things that are good for you, that are like you, that support you and teach you. Move your attention back to your heart center. And in the center of your own heart, see that a gift has been left for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.